Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, here in Spain, Chris McCann joins me again this week. It may seem like a middle of a summer here, but autumn isn't too far away, and one annual event we always follow on these discussions is the UK Autumn's Budget. So how are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. I don't wish the year away, because it'll be September before you know it.
Yes. Well, last year's introduced some big tax reforms. What can we expect now? Let's ask Chris. But before we start looking ahead, can you remind us what changed in the UK last autumn budget?
I will, and I'm just going to throw out a few of the main points. But overall, I think it's fair to say the budget ushered in a new era of generally higher taxes. Just as regards the highlights, as far as employers are concerned, employer national insurance rates were increased from around 14% to 15%. As regards capital gains tax, standard capital gains tax rates rose from 10 to 18% and 20 to 24% for disposals made on or after the 30th of October 2024. As regards the rate of capital gains tax on business assets, qualifying for what's called business asset disposal relief, rates increased from 10 to 14% from April 2025 and to 18% from April 2026. And in addition, and this is important for people mainly selling businesses, the investors relief lifetime limit was reduced from 10 million to 1 million for qualifying disposals made after 30th of October last year. Skipping on to inheritance tax, the nil rate band and residence nil rate band threshold freezes will be extended by a couple of years to 5th of April 2030. From 6th of April 2027, unused pension funds and death benefits payable from a pension will be brought into a person's estate for inheritance tax purposes. Another unpopular introduction was the scope of agricultural property relief and business property relief will be reformed so that 100% relief will apply to the first million of combined agricultural and business property, with 50% relief applying to anything above this. As regards property, stamp duty, land tax surcharge for additional properties was increased from 3 to 5%. Now, I know I've blurted out lots of numbers there, but as I said, I think it's clear Labour's first budget for more than 14 years and the first ever by a female Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, did set out plans to restore economic stability, increasing investment and rebuilding public services. But in doing so, it did aim to raise 40 billion in additional taxes.
Those are some very big changes, especially to inheritance tax. Surely they won't attack death taxes again?
Yeah, these are kind of quite shocking changes for some people. And I would say it's quite likely that the Labour government will pursue further death taxes or inheritance tax reforms in future budgets. The reason why I say that is Labour has ruled out increases to income tax, national insurance or VAT, which limits its options given the large public borrowing and spending demands. Now, experts suggest that the government may instead adjust inheritance tax rules and freeze tax thresholds to raise revenue from wealth transfers. So watch this space.
I've heard speculation that the UK could introduce some sort of wealth tax. What do you think, Chris? Is this a possibility?
Well, look, anything's possible. And just to throw out a few things that we've been hearing recently, on the 6th of July, Neil Kinnock, the former Labour leader, called for the introduction of a wealth tax. at Prime Minister's Questions on the 9th of July, the Conservative leader of the opposition, Kemi Badenoch, accused Keir Starmer of flirting with a wealth tax and called him to rule it out, which he didn't do. Tax Justice UK and a cross-party group of MPs recently proposed an annual 2% wealth tax on assets over 10 million, claiming this would raise 24 billion per year for the government. Trade Union Unite suggested an annual 1% wealth tax on people who have £4 million or more and claim this would raise 25 billion per year for the government. And if you remember back to 2014, the Labour Party advocated a mansion tax on properties worth 2 million or more. Now, when George Osborne was the Chancellor, he considered creating new levels of council tax by adding more bands to hike the tax on the most expensive homes. All this said, I'm going to leave it to the listeners to consider if the introduction of a wealth tax is a possibility.
What other tax reforms could potentially be on the cards?
Capital gains tax or inheritance tax are both potential areas for further reform because both are a tax on wealth. Apart from a specific wealth tax, both of those taxes are targeted at the wealthy. Aligning capital gains tax rates with income tax rates has been kicked around for a number of years. This is arguably one of the most straightforward, high-yielding options. Right now, capital gains tax rates are significantly lower than income tax rates, the highest rate of capital gains tax being 28% compared to the highest rate of income tax at 45%. And it's been suggested that bringing capital gains tax rates in line with income tax rates could potentially raise between 8 and 14 billion per year for the government. More recently, there have been rumours about a potential double death tax, where capital gains tax is applied on top of inheritance tax when assets are passed on at death, which has similarities to adding pension values to estates from 2027, meaning the beneficiaries of those over 75 will pay about 76% tax. It is worth noting that all this speculation has definitely been on the minds of people in the UK. According to the recent migration report prepared by Henley Private Wealth, an unprecedented 16,500 millionaires have left the UK so far this year. And based on the significant increase in the number of inquiries that we're receiving, it seems that many are considering moving to Spain. Now, if listeners are concerned about these potential changes and would like to speak with one of our local partners, please feel free to contact us.
And the website, blevinsfranks.com.
Yeah, I think the website, blevinsfranks.com, is the first port of call. You will be able to access the contact telephone numbers of all of our local partners. You will be able to, if you prefer, to complete a contact form. And somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks, Chris. Always informative. We'll talk again shortly.
Yeah, sorry about the maybe slightly depressing nature of this week, but I think people need to be aware. But look, I do look forward to coming back again, maybe with something a bit more cheerier.
Okay, I'm sure you will.
Okay, thanks, Howard.